Okay, good evening, we're now recording for the September 4th, 2018 council meeting.
Thank you very much, Claudine.
You're welcome.
Call the meeting to order. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Can somebody adopt the agenda? Moved by Councilor Bartlett.
Second.
Seconded by Councilor Hanlon.
On that, item number two on the P&amp;D report will be deferred on tonight's agenda.
Thank you. Any others?
I'm going to be tabling a response we had for the concourse.
Okay, that's at the end of the, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrimined? Carried. Somebody adopt the minutes? Councilor Stewart Sharp moved, Councilor Hanlon seconded. Any errors or omissions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrimined? Carried. And now we love our business report from our town manager, and before that, I will tell you, isn't it? See Johnny? We have Councilor Neary, Councilor Bartlett, Councilor Harding, town manager slash engineer Chris Millie, Councilor Hanlon, Councilor Stewart Sharp, Deputy Mayor Laham, Deputy Town Clerk Claudine Murray, Director of Public Works Charlie Hamlin, and Coordinator of Planning and Development Les Pearl. You're on, Mr. Millie.
I'll make it easy for you. I don't have a report for this evening.
No report?
No.
Okay, well, no business arising from Tony's non-report? Okay, we'll go into our meetings of our committee meetings and Planning and Development, Councilor Harding.
Thank you, Worship. Planning and Development Committee met on August 28, 2018 with Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham chairing the meeting in my absence with regrets. Councilor Johnny Hanlon, Ashley Linehan, Planning Technician, Holly Duffett, Planning Technologist. Also in attendance were Tony Pollard, Acting Town Manager, and Mayor Carol McDonald. Item number one, Civic number 7-9A, Days Road, demolish accessory building and construct single dwelling. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to demolish three accessory buildings and construct a single dwelling at Civic number 7-9A, Days Road be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilor Hanlon. Any discussion?
I just want to make one correction on the table report, Appendix A with that. It erroneously said it was a agricultural zone. It's actually the TC, the traditional community zone, and a service. Just a little error on the report.
Right, okay. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrimined? Carried.
Item number two on the report will be deferred pending new information to the next committee meeting. Item number three, Civic number 6, Kittyway Place accessory building. The committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 6, Kittyway Place be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Laham. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrimined? Carried.
Item number four, Civic number 28, Ursula Crescent accessory building. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 28, Ursula Crescent be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report, and that's so moved.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilor Bartlett. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Contrimined? Carried.
City of St. John's proposed amendment to the St. John's Urban Region Regional Plan. Planning Department is in receipt of a letter from the City of St. John's proposing to amend the St. John's Urban Region Regional Plan to coincide with the proposed amendment to the St. John's Municipal Plan and Development Regulations currently under review. The amendment involves a redesignation of land located at 364 Blackhead Road from rural to urban development for the development of two dwellings. Motion reads as follows. The committee recommends that council forward correspondence to the City of St. John stating that they have no concerns with the proposed amendment. That's so moved.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lamb. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary? Carried.
Items 6 through 30 are other items that were discussed at the committee meeting. Detailed information regarding these items can be found in Appendix A of the table report. Item number 21, permits issued. There were 15 permits issued from August 10th to August 23rd, 2018, as per Appendix A of the table report. And your worship, that ends my report.
Thank you very much. Councillor Stuart Sharp, Recreation and Community Services.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd just like to say for the record, last meeting we had no report because we had no meeting. This meeting, the Recreation and Community Services, we met Wednesday, August 29th. In attendance was myself, Councillor Neary, Councillor Hanlon, Mayor Carol McDonald, Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham, and Don Sharp, Director of Recreation and Community Services. Kelly Coast Games. The town of Torbay hosted the 2018 Kelly Coast Games from August 19th to 23rd. We would like to thank the town of Torbay for their role as host community. This event was exceptionally well organized thanks to the hours of dedication from volunteers, counselors, parents, and town staff. Your efforts are truly appreciated. Portico Cove St. Phillips had a fantastic week participating in the games with 75 athletes, coaches, and volunteers participating. Our junior boys basketball and ball hockey teams played in the championship games. Our communities had two runners, Ash Mitchamore and Caitlin Hall, to win their respective groups in cross-country running. The town is looking forward to hosting the 2019 Kelly Coast Games from July 21st to 26th. Number two, Summer Games Program. The 2018 summer programs were a great success, with both Little Gafters and Camp Wadiad at full capacity for all 8 weeks. It reflects the quality of programming and highlights the confidence the residents have in what the town offers. Attached is the summary report of the summer program prepared by the summer program coordinator. A copy of the full report can be obtained through the program's coordinator, Mike Stone. Number three, Fall Family Festival. The Recreation Department will be hosting its third annual Family Festival on Sunday, October 14th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Rainbow Gully Park. There will be pony rides, petting zoo, tractor rides, face painting games, costume party, and much more. The cost of the event is $5 per person or $20 per family. Kids under two are free. The communications coordinator will advertise the event and work with the recreation staff as well as the public works facilities staff to make sure it's a great success. Number four, Summerwood Playground. The Summerwood Playground upgrade is now complete. The inclusion swing and safety surface has been installed. The town will be co-hosting with the Portico Cove St. Phillips Lions Club a block party at the playground on Thursday, September 13th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. There will be a barbecue cake beverages served. The residents of the area will be sent an invitation and all councillors are welcome to attend. A special thanks to Portico Cove St. Phillips Lions Club, who donated $5,000 towards the project. Number five, sports coordinator. The committee set a date for the recreation director to present to council information supporting a full-time sports coordinator position. The presentation will take place Tuesday, September 18th, following the regular scheduled council meeting. Note that the contract for this position finishes the end of September. Number six, Bill Churchill Memorial Softball Tournament. The annual Bill Churchill Memorial Mixed Softball Tournament will be taking place from Friday, September 14th to Sunday, September 16th. There are 8 teams registered for the tournament, one of which is representative from the town. All staff and council members are welcome to play. If you would like to register, please contact the Recreation Department. Number 7, correspondence from members of the Minor Soccer Association. Correspondence from the member of the Minor Soccer Association was delivered to the Town Hall on Wednesday, August 22nd, addressed to the members of the Recreation Committee as well as the Recreation staff. The letter was addressed to the President of the Minor Soccer Association requesting a call for a special meeting. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 20th at 6 p.m. and all members of the Minor Soccer Association are welcome to attend. The association's annual general meeting will follow after at 7 p.m. and is open to the public. Number 8, community grants. After reviewing the community grant applications, the committee would like to put forward the following recommendations. Motion. Committee recommends that the town donate $200 to Fusion Dance Competition Team to assist with their costs associated with 3 competitions that they will participate in during their 2018-19 season. So moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councilor Neary. Any questions? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Carried.
I'd just like to note that the members of the team include Morgan Brown, Molly Ash, Anna Tucker, Bella Roswell, and Emily Snow. Second motion, committee recommends that the town discount the Bill Churchill softball field rental rate to $200 for Kenny Shea softball team, the Bigs, to assist with fundraising for the World Championships in Arizona in the fall. So moved.
Seconder. Seconded by Councilor Neary. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Don't you mind? Carried.
Motion. The committee recommends that the town discount the Bill Churchill softball field rental rate to $200 for the Northeast Junior Eagle hockey team to assist with the fundraising for the association. So moved.
Second. Seconded by Councilor Bartlett. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Don't you mind? Carried.
And so ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you.
I have one question pertinent to number 7, and that is our Recreation Department or the town involved in any way with the Minor Soccer Association? Or
just no, that's a totally...
That's just FYI, right?
Yeah, that is just for our information. We're not affiliated with them.
Okay, but so I'm not doing this.
No, I know. And I will be attending just as a... get informed, see what's on the go.
Cool.
Good. Thank you. No further questions? Okay, Councilor Bartlett, Public Works.
Thank you, Your Worship. Public Works, we met on Thursday, August 30th. In attendance was myself as Chair, Deputy Mayor Lahan, Charlie Hamlin, Director of Public Works, Linda Newhook, Coordinator, and Mayor McDonald. Item number 1, Portugal Cove Road Cross Culvert. Committee met with a resident living in the area of Portugal Cove Road who claims to have had water damage issues over the last 9 years as a result of a concrete culvert that was installed in a ditch on Portugal Cove Road in the area of Old Cart Road. The resident provided historical information about the culvert and suggested statements which were made to him by previous council and the Minister of Transportation of Works. However, to date, nothing has been rectified to alleviate him of his water issues. The current council has in good faith advised the resident they are committed to finding an amicable solution to his issues and will endeavor to move this matter forward on his behalf.
If I may on that one, Councillor Bartlett.
Yes, sir.
We have a motion of council to actually take action on that we have had had a vote and it was approved. Cut a V in it. We were waiting for information from Transportation and Works at the time, if I remember. So that motion is still active?
It is, but we are looking for more information. We're looking for more, you know. But we're looking for Department of Transportation and Works to basically give us a go-ahead and to meet with us about it so we can we can ask for permission and get permission instead of asking for forgiveness.
And I think Charlie Hamlin met with Christian Morris about the same thing.
He did supply some feedback that if we were willing to provide some engineering work, water flows and calculations and stuff, they'd be interested in reviewing it again. But apparently it's the liability issues of touching the concrete that causes the effect of stuff downstream, and they're worried about the liabilities.
Item number two.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Item number two, pedestrian activated crosswalk. An update was provided to committee advising that quotes have been received for the supply of materials required for the pedestrian activated crosswalks. However, as the main purpose of their installation is focused on pedestrian safety, the committee requested that staff also investigate additional options which will provide pre-warning signals to drivers. A recommendation will be put together and provided at the next committee meeting. Staff will also assess the option of extending a trail system from the onset of the new crosswalk on Thornton Road into the school. So to explain that a little bit further, we're looking at a crosswalk down at the entrance of Brookside and another crosswalk which would be up here around the toll to go across the street. But our big concern is the fact that we have to have ample warning for drivers to realize that it's there. So that's one of the things we're looking at now. How do we warn people that there's a crosswalk instead of coming down the hill and, God forbid, something would happen? So it's a project ongoing. The trail would be, a lot of children, when they cross the road, they go across Rainbow Gully and go down the steps into the Brookside. And one of the issues, one of the things we've looked at is improving a small walkway trail so they would never have to go out on Thorburn Road, and they go through the back part of the school on a safe, way.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yes. Item number three, this is rather lengthy, transportation and works meeting. The director of public works met with the superintendent of transportation and works for the purpose of discussing matters which were brought to their attention and remain outstanding. That was, next one is one of the ones Councillor Harding inquired about. Portugal Cove Road Cross Culvert, as referenced in item number one of this report, Public Works will move forward on this matter to bring it to a resolution. Road shoulder repairs on Beachy Cove Road. This item is on Transportation Works maintenance list. Ditching on Indian Meal Line near Beaver Creek Road. Again, this item is on Transportation Works maintenance list. A request for a hidden driveway sign on Portugal Cove Road. Transportation Works will complete a sight line assessment and advise Public Works of the outcome. An assessment of the concerns received regarding public access and parking in the area of Mitchell's Pond at Bennett's Road have been reviewed by the Public Works Division, and at this time, public use and access to this pond is supported. Speed reduction on Bennett's Road. A temporary speed bump was installed at the beginning of the summer. However, the speed sign remained at 50 kilometers per hour. A request went to Transportation Works to reduce the speed near the speed hump, as Bennett's Road is under the jurisdiction of TW and the City of St. John's. However, speed change requests for this area need to go to the city. The Public Works will follow up with them. Item number four, 2018 road maintenance package. Staff advised that the tender for the 2018 road maintenance went public on August the 27th with a closing date of September 7th. Item number five, roads updates. Ditching and line painting maintenance in these areas are near 90% completed. Guardrail maintenance will be conducted in the areas of Bemister's Road, Cody's Road, Nice Lane, North Point Road, and Anglican Church Road. Item number six, Meadow Heights, Maggie's Place Gate. The issue of accessibility to the local access road between Meadow Heights and Maggie's Place will be placed on hold until an up-to-date survey establishing property ownership has been completed. Item number seven, Blast Hole Pond Access. The area of Blast Hole Pond is protected by the Watershed Zone Regulations, which carries restrictions regulating land use. This protection secures the area from the effects brought on by development. Committee agrees to support the continuation of such zoning for this area in an effort to keep it safeguarded from future vandalism and safety concerns around the pump station. Item number 8, Rainbow Crosswalk, Brookside Intermediate. The installation of the Rainbow Crosswalk has been completed. Item number 9, Wastewater Treatment Plant Maintenance. Updates were provided to the committee on the wastewater treatment plant maintenance requirements. And there ends the report.
Councilor Bartlett, may I just ask a question regarding number 3?
Yes.
The area of Bennett's Road with the speed reduction. Do we know, it's a temporary speed bump there. Do we know, is that likely that that would be removed?
Yes,
for the winter season.
For the winter,
right?
Season. And when our town installed temporary speed bumps, we always removed for the snow clearing season,
right,
for the simple fact that the plow will lift them up.
And then it would be hopefully replaced,
yes,
or put back again in the spring. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? No? Thank you, Councilor Bartlett.
You're welcome.
Economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism. Councilor Neary.
Thank you. We met on August the 28th. In attendance was myself as chair, Councilor Stuart Sharp, Councilor Bartlett, and Jeff Lawler, director, as well as Mayor McDonald for items 6 through 9. Number 1, Pico's Ridge Memorial Site RFP. Committee reviewed a draft of the RFP for the Pico's Ridge Memorial Site design. The draft will be reviewed by the Town of Torbay as well prior to being advertised. This is a budgeted item for this year for both communities as a joint project with shared history. Number 2, Chamber of Commerce. A meeting with the executive members of the Chamber of Commerce, Director of Economic Development, and representatives of the Department of Tourism, Culture, Industry, and Innovation took place on Tuesday, August 28th. The Chamber is now in final stages of applying for support to undertake the development of tourism plan. If approved, meetings will take place in the fall with the business community, advisory committees, staff, and council to develop the plan. The next task force meeting is scheduled for this evening, Tuesday, September 4th. The topics on the agenda will include procurement and the tourism plan. Number 3, climate adaptation plan. The next stage of the plan being completed with the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives is a regional workshop that will take place in mid-October. This workshop will create local impact statements through a facilitated session with invited guests. The date of this workshop is yet to be determined. The first of 3 national workshops will take place in St. John's at the Alt Hotel on November 15th, 16th, where the town will be a contributor and presenter. Budget 2019 and strategic plan. The committee discussed the public engagement requirements for September to December. With various projects, budget consultations, and other public events, it was concluded that the strategic plan sessions should be moved to February to ensure volunteers, residents, and other stakeholders can be fully committed to the process. Number 5, Eastern Health Clinic. A meeting was scheduled for Wednesday, August 29th, with representatives of Eastern Health to discuss collaborative efforts, to keep services within the community. Number 6, Pictures for Recognition. Town staff have been in correspondence with artist and seasonal resident J.C. Raw regarding grants that the town could give away when special recognition would be warranted. Mr. Roy has not only provided prints to the town for this purpose, but has also donated a beautiful picture to the town hall of the St. Philip's Regatta he painted this year. On behalf of council, we thank him for this donation and will invite him to meet with the mayor to officially accept this gift and show our gratitude. Number 7, the Investment Network. The City of St. John's have invited the town and PCSP Chamber of Commerce to a meeting to discuss the potential development of an investment network for the region. The Director of Economic Development and Vice President of the Chamber, Rob Stapleton, will be attending the meeting on September 6th. Regional Tourism Signage Project. The Director of Economic Development will prepare a letter of support to include in the City of St. John's proposal for regional tourism signage, as we are the neighboring community pilot included in it. We continue to work with ACOA and the province on our separate municipal-focused application. Number 9, the Harbor Authority meeting. A meeting with the Portugal Cove, St. Philip's Harbor Authority, and Town Council is being planned to discuss partnerships and collaboration. And so ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you. Any questions for Councillor Neary? No? Okay, Protective Services, Councillor Hanlon.
Thank you, Your Worship. Protective Services Committee met on Wednesday, August 29th. In attendance was myself as chair, Councillor Bartlett, Councillor Neary, Mayor McDonald,
Fred Hollett and Richard Murphy, our co-chiefs for the fire department, Peter Morey from the commissioners, and absent was Heather Coughlin, our employee and public relations administrator. But I'd like to just add that Tony Pollard sat in on this as acting town manager. Change to the minister.
We'll note that.
Noted. Item number one, commissioners, municipal enforcement. The municipal enforcement officer offered the following update on activities since the last committee meeting. He investigated a complaint of illegal cabin in the woods behind the United Church Cemetery with David Beckett. Had an investigation finished and letters sent to both residents on Dogberry Hill Road. Civic numbering is almost finished and soon be going back to check for compliance of the notice of the ones that were noticed were issued. After hours, reported a complaint from a resident of dirt bikes riding around Voisesbrook Park and found that the pin in the gate was missing, so the gate was not secure. They secured the gate and took care of that particular issue. And they have an ongoing, we have an ongoing issue with their letter of support from traffic for traffic regulations. It's kind of transportation works, and we're not having much luck with getting a response from TW on that one. Fire emergency services updates. Since our last meeting, we had 7 responses, 1 residential alarm, 3 medical calls, 1 extra service call is a report alarm in an area, and there was actually nothing found on that one, 1 garbage report call, and a road traffic accident. For training on August the 20th, they train on medical and zodiac training. On August 27th, pumping and pump relays at Beachy Cove Elementary. Other activities include the review of the specifications and recommended award tender to replace rescue. The chiefs are actively working on updates to the emergency management plan with a view to conduct a tabletop exercise this fall. They are assisting with the development of an evacuation plan for the town hall. The campfire beach signs are now in place at various places throughout the town. The fire department annual ball is scheduled for September 22nd. At the Royal Canadian Legion, an LN Fire Service Association annual convention occurring on September 28th to the 30th in the town of Clarenville. 13 members have expressed interest. Chiefs decided to send a total of 6 that will be approved to attend, with priority given to those who have not attended previously. Attending will be Deputy Chief Sharp, Lieutenant Darren James, Firefighter Zach Pearl, Captain Chris Paninski, Captain BJ Hibbs, Lieutenant Terry Scott. On August 27th, chiefs attended Northeast Avalon Fire Chiefs meeting. August the 20th, fire prevention presentation to 65 participants at a summer day camp at Brookside Elementary. And on August the 18th, they attended a block party on Brookview Place. Item number 3, purchase of rescue vehicle. Tender PCSP-2018-001 was publicly opened on August 17th, 2018 at 3 p.m. in the council chambers. Present for the opening were Chiefs Hollett and Murphy, Employee and Public Relations Administrator Heather Coughlin, and Director of Public Works Charlie Hamlin. There were a total of 3 bids received with the following results. 1 Micmac Fire Safety Source, $277,725, tax included. Number 2, Metal Fab Limited, for a total of $306,877.50, tax included. And Mississauga Fire Apparatus came in at $344,919.88, tax included. The chiefs have reviewed all bids and have determined that all bidders met the specifications as outlined. And after careful review, it is recommended the tender be awarded to the lowest bidder, Micmac Fire Safety Source. A motion to purchase the vehicle will be recommended during the Admin and Finance Committee report later in this meeting. So ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you very much, Councilor Hanlon. Any questions? I have one that might be just nothing to it, but the investigation in number one. Investigated a complaint, no, investigation finished and letter sent to both residents on Dogberry Hill Road. Is that in regard to the dirt bikes?
No, that one was actually, if I'm not mistaken, had to do with a complaint of rodents or something like that between two, and then a heavy equipment parked out in the road. It was an ongoing, he said, she said, both parties were spoken
okay,
to.
Okay, no, just didn't say anything there, just investigated, investigation finished and letters sent.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Deputy Mayor Lamb, Administration and Finance.
Thank you, Your Worship. Administration and Finance Committee met Wednesday, August 29, 2018. In attendance was myself, Madonna Stewart Sharp, Councillor, Mayor McDonald, Tony Pollard, Director of Financial Operations / Town Clerk, Claudia Murray, Deputy Town Clerk. Absent was Councillor Harding and Chris Millie, Town Manager. Item number one, accounts for payment. Committee recommends council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $94,559.18 and capital accounts in the amount of $324,543.10 for a total of $419,102.28. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Stewart Sharp. Any questions? Discussion?
Yes, Your Worship, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The Grand Concourse Authority for $108,000, I understand now that the report has said the work has been done. However, we had discussions at committee level prior that before we were going to approve payment, we would have clarification from the government as to whether or not we were violating the new Procurement Act by not tendering or not going out for quotes on this project. Did we get those?
Yes, we, Tony received a response from Dale Williams, I believe it was. I'll table that now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further? Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary-minded? Carried.
Item number two, Grover Heights Water and Sewer Servicing. Department of Municipal Affairs and Environment sent approval for the town to engage Progressive Engineering and Consulting, Inc. to provide engineering consulting services for the Grover Heights project. The town is in contact with the consultants regarding the scope of work and are awaiting a draft engineering consulting agreement before any work can begin. Item number three, Meadow Heights property ownership issue. Staff are looking into getting a survey of the area done and drafting an agreement. Item four, Maggie's Place Road, number four, Maggie's Place Road ownership issue. Staff are looking into getting a survey of that area done as well. Item five, rescue vehicle. The tender for the new rescue vehicle closed Friday, August 17, 2018, and bids were publicly opened. Committee recommends tender PCSP-2018-001. Purchase of the new rescue vehicle be awarded to Micmac Fire Safety Source for the lowest bid price of $277,705, tax including, having met all requirements of the tendered specifications. So moved.
Seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any questions?
I have one. Have we looked at what we're going to do with the old one?
No, this, I was just going to clarify that this particular expenditure is not going to come out till 2019 budget anyway, and then we've got almost a year out before we're going to get it to make plans on what the intentions are with the old one.
All right, so it's not a matter.
22
years
old.
It'll be year for delivery.
Yeah, so it's not a matter of whether it's this year or next year. It's not a matter of we can turn in the old one.
Like it's 22 years old.
All right, so we have to liquidate it through
year end life, right?
All right.
It probably end up as a chip truck or something, I guess. That's what we're saying.
I'm sure there's some community out there that can make it work.
Yeah. But it's
that will be offered that way.
It's past due, right, for replacement.
Anything further? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Contrary-minded? Carried.
So ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you very much. Just a couple of pieces of correspondence which was sent to the appropriate departments and people. Is there any unfinished business, new or general business? Notice of motions? Agenda items? Nothing? Sure.
Mayor McDonald, I'm not sure if this is the right time, but I'm just wondering about Tolt Road, the update on Tolt Road.
There's a letter on its way. Just put in envelopes this evening to go out in the morning.
Okay.
To Tolt Road.
And I know residents. That Public Works had something with cutting the pavement and replaced the pavement. Any update on that?
Good question.
within the tender package, we put an option in that Tote Road may be removed from the repairs depending on the feedback and the timelines this year based on the asphalt and feedback from residents.
So really, we're not going to get nothing done with Tote Road?
No, that's not the case.
Thank you.
No, that's not.
No, I think a bit of clarification on that is, depending on what we decide as a plan for Tote Road going forward, it kind of doesn't make sense to do patch and grind and then 3 months later do the road.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's what the
thought
process is.
Yeah, I understood.
Yeah, not gonna leave like gaping holes for people to put their, you know, lose their tires on.
No, I just want to know what to,
yes,
what to speak to.
Absolutely.
Okay, nothing further? Somebody move adjournment?
No, moved.
Councilor Hanlon, seconded by Councilor Stewart Sharp. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll just restart the tape.
Switch it over.
Yeah.